Welcome to Perfectly Imperfect, the space where high-achieving, people-pleasing women finally stop living for everyone else and start living for themselves. I'm your host, Rhea Oliver, therapist, coach, and fellow recovering good girl. Around here, we don't do surface-level self-care or sugar-coated advice. We get real about perfectionism, people-pleasing, burnout, and the messy middle of womanhood. So if you are ready to break the rules, take off the mask, and redefine what thriving actually feels like, then you are in the right place. Hey, and welcome back to series 3 of the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. And what a whopper of a series we are going to have for you this week, because so much has changed since you guys heard from me last. Now, this isn't just going to be a podcast episode. This isn't just going to be a new series. This is going to be a real line in the sand moment, because this right here, right now, is the redefinition era. This series is going to be all about the revolution in how womanhood and motherhood should be lived by you, on your terms, and in your flipping way. Like, oh, it actually gives me goosebumps to think about it. So I've just been through a whole business rebrand. I'm still working with women. I'm still working with women who also happen to be mothers. But this is more now than just the perfectionism and the people pleasing and being the good girl. This is more than just recognizing your habits and your patterns that have kept you safe for a flipping lifetime. This now is about recognizing those patterns, breaking those cycles, and redefining the hell out of the woman that you are becoming. So this is a start of a revolution for the high-achieving, people-pleasing women who are done with survival mode and are ready to finally live for themselves. Because I know, as a recovering, good girl, people-pleasing perfectionist, that I unknowingly lived my life for so flipping long based on everyone else's expectations, what they wanted from me, who I should have been. I kept myself small, I kept myself quiet, and I kept myself stuck. And you know what? Once I had that, I want to say awakening, and I realize that that sounds really rubbish, for want of a much better word than that. Once I realized that that is how I had been unknowingly living my life because of the conditioning that I had been subjected to in terms of who I should be in order to feel loved or safe or valuable in this world. And I took those blinkers off, everything, and I mean everything, changed for me. Now, I recognize that I will still forever be on that journey of figuring out who I am at each new stage of life that I go through. But let me tell you this, being on that journey is way better and worlds easier than being stuck in the place I was, even though at the time I didn't realize that I was under responsibility and conditioning and layers upon layers of what everybody else needed from me. But as soon as I recognized that that's where I was, there was no choice than to change that going forwards. So this is your revolution in womanhood. This is where we are going to rewrite that flipping script for the high-achieving, people-pleasing women who are done with being in survival mode and are ready to step into whatever your next chapter is going to be. So grab a brew. This is probably going to be a bit of a ranty long one. Maybe grab your notepad or your journal and let's get into what redefining your life and yourself really flipping means. So let's start with a little honesty. Most women are stuck in survival mode and we set up camp there. We live most of our lives in that place and we call it a life, and it's not a life. For years, I looked like I had it all together. The business, the home, the smile, the family, the husband at the time. But behind the scenes, I was quietly drowning in high functioning burnout. But I plastered a smile on, I span all the plates, I made it look like everything was going well, not intentionally. So there wasn't conscious thought, like I have to appear as though all of this is absolutely perfect. But my conditioning led me to believe that that was the only way to be at one point in time. Now, I felt the effects of that. I felt the weight of responsibility. I felt the fear of asking for help because I should be able to do it all and I should be able to spin all these plates because that is what we're told as women. We have got the messaging now. We've kind of moved away mostly from the 1950s kind of housewife model of who we should be. And now we're in this you can have it all era. You can be a great mum and a great wife and work full time and do all of the things. And that message sounded really empowering when we first got it. And let me tell you, most of it is bollocks because actually, what I realize now is we don't want it all. I definitely don't. I don't want it all. What I want are the things that matter to me, and all of the other stuff I can let go of, stop doing, delegate to someone else, push back on, because it is all stuff that is tied into our conditioning around who and what we should be. And it is not stuff that makes us who we are. It is not stuff that lights us up. It is not stuff that motivates us in any way. Yet we have been told, like, but do it all, take it all on board, do all the things, be more, be better, be bigger, be all the things. And do you know what? It's even just saying it out loud exhausts me. So I will live now by my values. I know what I value in my life, and those are the things that I will prioritize above all else at all times. So if you have ever found yourself doing everything right, ticking all the boxes, showing up for everyone, but still feeling completely disconnected from who you are, or if you're in that space of, I've got everything I ever wanted, why does it not feel enough? Why am I not happy enough within the life that I have created? Because at one point, this was my vision of success: the house, the husband, the car, the career, the kids, the magical summers and the endless Christmas experiences. Like, but why underneath all of that am I like, oh, why does it feel like such a hardship to get out of bed every morning and do it all over again? And if that's the space that you are in, then you are going to know exactly what I mean. That is the messy middle. That is the messy middle of womanhood where you're like, but everything I've got, I should be more grateful for, I should be happier about. And it's not that I'm unhappy in my life, but I just feel completely disconnected from it. It should be giving me more than I'm experiencing right now. And that's the thing about perfectionism and people pleasing. It looks like competence on the outside. It looks like you're ticking all of the things off of this list that makes life a successful thing. But on the inside, it feels like chaos, or it can feel like depression or disconnection or just not being like you're mentally present, you're physically present, emotionally, who knows where you are. So you don't even realize a lot of the time how much you're carrying until your body or your mind finally says, oh my God, this is enough, enough now. And for me, that enough moment wasn't pretty. It came with a lot of difficult conversations and big decisions and a complete 180 in what it was I wanted for my life. But it also came with exhaustion and resentment and a deep sense of, is this it? Like, is this what I've worked my whole life to get to? And it doesn't feel enough. And that's because underneath it all, we have disconnected from our own sense of self-worth, our own sense of self, our own sense of happiness in order to tick things off a list. Ah, like to-do lists, life lists, whatever list it is you're running your life by. Let me tell you, those things are not capturing the essence of life. And this is where Redefine comes in. This is where the work that I do with the amazing women that I get to work with comes in. Because we get to reset those good girl habits and then redefine the crap out of what it is we want for ourselves from this point forwards. And that comes with putting yourself at the top of the priority list again. And you haven't been up there for a very long time, if ever at all. Now, let's talk a little bit then about the good girl conditioning that has got us to this place in the first place. You were raised to be the good girl. to smile, to be helpful, to be nice, to take care of everyone else's needs and everyone else's comfort, no matter what the cost of that was to you. And most, if not all, girls are raised to be this way. And for a while, that works. And I work with lots of women who are like, do you know what, though? My perfectionism and my people pleasing and being the good girl is what has enabled me to succeed in life, in my career, within relationships. But there is something about becoming a mum that stops those habits, those patterns, those behaviours that you've relied on forever from working in the same way. And this is why. Because motherhood changes your perception. It changes your values. It changes your priorities. And when you become a mum, you are no longer living your life by a to-do list or a tick list of things that make you look successful. You are no longer living your life by measurable things that you can tick off a list. You are now unknowingly living your life in the immeasurable moments, the things that you cannot plan for, the things that are creating those sparks of joy and those memories and all of the things that you're going to hold on to so dearly for the rest of your life. But we are so conditioned to live by that flipping list of what success looks like. And we're so conditioned to be toxically productive as women that we can't tune into the immeasurable. We can't allow them to be enough. And that's where that disconnect is happening, where you're like, I've got everything I ever wanted, but it doesn't feel enough. Why? Because you're still trying to live by the measurable when you should be living by the immeasurable. And when we redefine that, what does that look and feel like for you? Oh my God, does that open up your eyes to so much stuff and change your perceptions and change your priorities in the most amazing way? So for a while, being the good girl did work. And it feels really hard to let go of something that used to work because we don't want to have to recognize that it's not working anymore. You got praised for being reliable, for holding it all together, for being the one everyone could count on. And you've been that girl since early, late childhood, if you really think about it. And how much of those qualities of that good girl is also pushed upon us in motherhood. Be the reliable one, spin all the plates, work full time, look after the kids, be a great wife, run the household. Don't you dare let anyone else down. You have to show up for everyone in your life apart from yourself. That conditioning comes in full force in motherhood. But that isn't the womanhood that you want. You are feeling that resistance to being all the things and doing all the things because you know that is not in alignment with your values now. But no one tells you that one day all of that people pleasing and perfecting and performing will cost you yourself. Because when you're constantly molding to who the world needs you to be, you forget who you are. You start to practice self-abandonment. You lose the edges of your identity. And that's not failure, that is conditioning. This isn't your fault. This is the role that you have been put in. And what you're starting to recognize now is that that doesn't fit me anymore. But I'm terrified to let go of it. I'm terrified to redefine my life. I'm terrified to step out of the mold because what are people going to think of me? What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What if it's not for me and all of that other conditioning? So as you've lost the edges of your identity and you're in this messy middle in between where you're like, my God, who the hell am I now? You're not failing being in this place. This is your conditioning trying to keep you safe and keep you in your comfort zone. But you already know that you're ready to take that next step. You've just got no idea how to or what it's going to look or feel like. And that feels scary. And I get that. So none of this is your fault. But it is your responsibility if you're in the messy middle to decide, am I either going to step back into that good girl conditioning and just carry on and hope that at some point it feels better or life gets a bit easier? Or am I going to step into redefining what my life looks like from this point forwards and break free from the conditioning that I have unknowingly been under for so long? Here is a truth that not many people are going to tell you. You don't need another coping strategy. My God, as a people-pleasing, perfectionist good girl, you cope immaculately with a whole ton of stuff, and you have done for decades. You can cope. We already know that. You've been doing it your whole damn life. You've read the books, you've tried the apps, you've done all the self-help stuff. You might have done the CBT through the NHS. Maybe you've even done the yoga and the meditation and the affirmations, but coping isn't the same as healing and moving on. Coping is just keeping your head above the water, and you are sick of being in that space now. Redefining yourself is learning how to swim freely again. Because you can't self-care your way out of conditioning. You can't self-care your way out of being the good girl. You can't self-care your way out of an identity that was built to please other people. You have to rebuild it. And I know you're not going to know where to start or how to do that, because if you did, you'd be doing it already. And that is where I come in. And that's what this new chapter and this next stage of your life is all about. This is your revolution of womanhood. It is breaking free from the conditioning and the shackles and the responsibility and the demand, and deciding on your terms how it is you want your life to look. Before we go deeper, I want to share something that has come straight from the journey that I went through in redefining my own life and all of the tools, the techniques, the practices that I used to not just cope anymore, because I was done with coping. I was done with survival mode. I was done with barely keeping my head above the water. I wanted life to look and feel different. And so I made a conscious effort every single day to do exactly that. Now, the journey that I went through, and I am continuing on, because this will be forevermore. Because with each new season of life comes a new season of you. So we're not just the same person day in, day out, month in, month out. If we're stuck in survival mode, yes, we are, because you haven't got the ability to grow and flourish and thrive. But as my kids get older and they enter into new seasons of them, I enter into new seasons of me. So I am always on this journey now. But as I redefined my life, and dear God, am I so thankful that I was able to do that. I packaged up what I went through and the tools and techniques that I used to create my redefined program that can also take you through the new seasons of you. Now, my redefined program is a 12-month revolution in therapy and coaching for people-pleasing women who are done with being the good girl, who are done with being in survival mode. And it's for the woman who has spent years being everything to everyone and is ready to be something to herself. We strip away within Redefine the habits that have protected you, the good girl persona, the perfectionist belief systems, and we uncover who you actually are underneath it all, underneath the roles, underneath the expectations. And we build a life that feels aligned, calm, and authentically yours. Now, Redefine is not self-help. It is a redefinition of how you want your life to look and feel. So if you've got that little voice in the back of your head that's like, oh my God, this sounds amazing. This is me. I'm stuck. I'm going through divorce or redundancy, or I've lost someone close to me, and I'm at that point in my life where I am able to think about what matters to me now, then Redefine is going to be the thing for you. So if you're like, oh, this is me, I'm in the messy middle, I totally relate to this. And yes, I don't know how to get to that next step or open that next chapter or where to start, because it all feels confusing and messy, and my brain is loud and my feelings are really heavy. Oh, take a breath, because this is exactly what Redefine is all about. So if that sounds like you, just drop me a DM over on Instagram with the word redefine, and let's talk about what that 12 months might look like for you. And it is a 12-month program on purpose, so that we go through each new season of you as we move our way through those 12 months. But let's get back to it for right now, because what does it actually mean to redefine your life? Well, it isn't about burning everything down and starting again, because that's going to be scary as hell and nobody wants to jump into the fire pit. Redefining your life is about peeling back the layers that never belonged to you in the first place. It's the conditioning that was never yours to carry. It was the belief systems that were never yours to carry. Redefining your life is about asking yourself, who am I when I'm not performing? So who am I when I'm not being mum, or when I'm not being the wife, or when I'm not being a colleague or a business owner? Who am I underneath all of those things? Redefining your life is about asking yourself, what is it that I want when no one else's expectations are in the room? Now, I work with a lot of women that are like, I don't ever have time for myself. And even if I did, I wouldn't know what to do with it because I'm so used to being in self-sacrifice mode and of service to people. So when that demand isn't there, or the kids go and stay at the grandparents for the night, or I've got a weekend away with my friends, I don't know what to do with my time or what lights me up or what I enjoy, because my whole sense of self and my whole sense of worth has been tied into being of service, or tied into being a mum, or tied into your to-do list, or tied into being toxically productive. That when those things aren't in the room, I feel like a shell of a person. And I see that all the time in my clients. Now, redefining your life is also about asking yourself things like, what would peace actually feel like if I let myself have it? What would rest feel like? What would downtime feel like? What would doing things for me feel like? All completely alien concepts to people that are so far into perfectionism and people pleasing, because even thinking about yourself has been so far down the priority list that you are simply not used to doing it. Your programming is so strong that you just don't know what peace and rest and calmness feels like for you. Now, this is the real work. This is what we're diving into in part of Redefine. It's not about perfecting yourself, because perfection does not exist. It's about really giving yourself the space to exist. Because up until now, you have never had the chance to spread your wings and be uniquely you, because you've always had to be who everybody else in your life needed you to be, whether that was your parents, your siblings, your partners. Within a work capacity, you have always bended and molded yourself into who other people need you to be. And doing that has made you feel successful, because you are great at being a chameleon in terms of your personality and the things that you do. That you've perfected. But you've perfected it so much that you've got no idea who the woman is underneath it all anymore. So I'm telling you now that when we do that work, and when you redefine your life, when you let go of being everything to everyone, you show up differently. You mother differently. You breathe differently. You hold yourself in the world differently. Now, this rebrand that I've just been through in terms of my business is a reflection of redefining my life, and essentially the rebrand that I've been through on a really personal level. So this rebrand, this new direction, this new era, it's not just about my business. It's about every woman who has ever whispered to me, I'm sick of being everything to everyone and nothing to myself. I'm sick of having everything I ever wanted and it not feeling enough. I'm sick of being bottom of the priority list and a second thought to everyone, including myself. Because I was there once, and that's why I'm so passionate about this, because I get it, not just from a professional point of view, but from a personal one. I was in survival mode. I was the good girl. I was the one who felt a little bit lost. But what I learned from it above all else is that we were never put on this earth to just live a small, quiet, overly accommodating life. It's not enough. You were never meant to disappear under to-do lists and expectations. You were meant to take up space emotionally, mentally, and energetically in your own life. You were meant to be the main character of your story, not a bit part that everybody forgets about. And this space, this podcast, this redefining movement, this rant that I'm on right now is where it all begins. So if you are ready to stop surviving and start redefining, here's what I want you to do next. Either DM me the word reset if you're ready to break the burnout cycle of being the good girl and the perfectionist and the people pleaser. That is the work that we do first in my reset program. Or DM me redefine if you are ready for the full transformation, the mindset, the lifestyle, the identity makeover. And spend the next 12 months of your life upgrading yourself in all areas. Or if you're like, oh, I'm still a bit in that messy middle and I'm unsure about what this might look or feel like or how it all works or what it means for me, then book in for your free support call with me. It's 45 minutes where we can talk about where you're at, how you're feeling, unpick it all, make sense of it all, map out your personalized way forward, because both Reset and Redefine are bespoke programs. They are not a one size fits all kind of program. They are individualized to each person that I work with. So maybe book on for your free support call and let's just have a chat about what this might look like for you. But I want you to know that you are not broken. You are not stuck, although I know it really feels like it. You're not behind. You're definitely not failing. You've just never been given the space to fully exist, but that changes now. This is your redefinition era, for sure. And oh my God, it is going to look so good on you. Take my flipping word for it. So reach out. I would absolutely love to hear from you if you want to come on this one woman mission to help women redefine the absolute hell out of their lives. I would love to be able to walk beside you on that journey. Thank you for tuning in to the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. If this episode hit home for you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend who needs a reminder that she is not broken, she is not stuck, she is just in the messy middle of womanhood. And if you are ready to go deeper, to reset old habits, or to redefine your whole damn life, you can find all the ways to work with me at riaolivercoaching.com. Or come and say hi on Instagram at Ria Oliver Coaching. And until next time, you were never meant to be everything to everyone. You were meant to just simply be you.